broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use absolutely continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for March 16th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration certainly is in order. We reject revolution, folks. There's better answers, better opportunities, better solutions. All right, before our guest, a frequent caller and listener emailed us, and I want to be fair about his email. One of the things that Liberty Roundtable takes pride in is, you know what? Even when we disagree with people, we want to treat people with respect and dignity. But we expect people to treat us the same way. And sometimes when people call in or whatever, they get all feisty and belligerent. And you know what? I oftentimes will shut them down when they do that. And the reason I will is because they're not going to take control of my talk show. It's just not going to happen. I'm a little like Donald Trump in that regard, that, you know what? You're not just going to bully me into submission. That ain't the way things work around here. And if you don't like that, go get your own talk show. However, if you are respectful, if we are willing to have a dialogue, then I'm willing to dialogue with anybody, anytime, anywhere, as long as it doesn't just derail the program in Shanghai, what we're doing here. Well, anyway, the White Rose emails us, and he has some comments that I think are worth telling, Kurt.
The only problem is, Sam, I still don't see them. Right.
Email's so failing us, ladies and gentlemen.
I got it. Didn't get here,
well, I don't have
but
it.
I could pretty much tell you what the White Rose said. I mean, you know, at least I'm used to his comments. You know, he's probably telling us that, hey, if we went to the right court in the right place and said the right things and got the right judge, and all that kind of stuff, then we'd get the good results.
Yeah, kind of that.
And
he says
we
subject.
Agree with him, when it comes to that, if we could just get the right judge and the right court and the right, you know,
subject,
stuff like that.
March 10th show. Dear Sam
All
and
right.
Kurt. I know that sometimes my New Jersey accent with my sometimes fervent speech gets in the way. And it gets people in attack mode, and I apologize for that. And I'm going to make a wholehearted effort to correct this flaw. Now, he's talking about me, that I'm kind of attacking him. And part of the reason I am is because we just get on the same, I mean, it's like a broken record. Same subject, same every time, to the point where, you know what? Yep. We're talking about something, and all of a sudden we derailed back to 1870, or we this, or we that. After a while, it just gets frustrating. What he would say, though, is it's the only way to fix the problems that we face. And you know what? He's entitled to that view.
Yes,
and if he wants to get a talk show to promote that view, he's certainly welcome to go ahead.
Well, he's not entitled to that view in, like the some peoples of America. But in our America, where we believe in freedom of speech, you know, that
Good
kind
point.
Of stuff.
Yeah, and
we
that's exactly
are,
right.
Yeah.
Quote, with that in mind, I have to say that I was hurt by your attack, meaning mine, not Kurt's, of course.
Yeah.
I was leading up to the point that you may teach the ideal, but in no way are we living in the real, he says. We are living in the, quote, corporate legal fiction that uses the UCC right. And then he says, right out of the Babylonian Talmud, Mystery Babylon, fascism to enslave us with the use of, quote, many sophisticated devices.
Yeah.
We are, quote, living in the heart of the beast, he says. One way we can fight against the beast is to not use their terms. For example, using the word money. When we're not using money, we're using Federal Reserve notes. We need to make sure we don't pay homage to the legal fiction corporations and that the people think are elections.
Yep.
Voting for anybody who's part of the fraud is just backing the fraud, is what he's saying. We're talking about disinformation. Everything that I'm talking about on your show came from Republic Broadcasting shows.
Uh-huh.
I also would like to say I don't call every day with the same information.
Yes.
And I do not try to hijack your show, but I do believe in documented facts. And he goes on. It's kind of a long email. But we need to use these appropriate understandings to fight the beast. We have to use every one of their rules, regulations, statutes, codes, ordinances, and policies against the lie. That is the establishment. And then he goes on and says we need to force them into an Article 3
convention.
Well, that's usually Article 5.
Yeah.
He calls it an Article 3 jurisdictional venue and use the common law. Anyway, he talks about the whore of the Babylon. And anyway, I don't mean to ignore all of it. Then he basically finishes by saying, you know what? I help a lot of people. I help them with their houses. I'm known around my neighborhoods as Grandpa. You know, he says
sounds like a really good dude, you know.
Well, he says we need to do the golden rule. Do unto others as you have them do unto you.
We should call him Grandpa White Rose.
In regards to the comment of putting your money where your mouth is, that wasn't very nice. First off, I've contributed to Republic Broadcasting and others, even on a limited budget.
Wait, his budget is limited? Not like yours, Sam.
I know.
Yours is unlimited budget.
But anyway, he basically talks about that he's 67, he's had a lifetime of struggle against the establishment and everything, and here's the deal. I don't mean to mock him, Kurt, and I don't mean to be offensive to him or his positions.
And we're grateful for his listening.
Well, you know, but what I would say, though, is, you know, we're back to this legal fictional jurisdiction. We're back to this, the country's been Shanghai'd since 1870 or 1860 or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're back to this whole idea that we live in this fiction.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, we can debate what fiction is and real is. And we can debate whether we've got two of the United States, one being the real one and the other one being the corporate fiction fraud foisted on the American people.
That's right.
And I don't debate that a lot of those things are factual, Kurt. In other words, his research is well done. I know about these Republic Broadcasting shows. A lot of this stuff that we talk about, but there's a few, I don't know what you'd say, turns in the road that I don't agree with, even though I understand them.
Yeah.
In other words, I understand the points being made. I just don't agree. That's all. I'll give you an example.
Wait a minute. You have to agree, Sam.
No, I don't.
You must agree.
I ain't in China. This isn't Tiananmen Square. And I don't agree. Now, here's why I don't agree. He says we got to use the common law. By the way, the common law comes from the king, doesn't it, Kurt?
Well, I don't know, Sam. I mean,
I'm kind of off common law. I'm for
if
what's
the common
called
law means natural. The commoners like the Constitution, you know?
No. The Constitution does not back the common law. That's the whole point I'm getting at.
It's not like communism?
No. We don't need to refer to the common law. We don't need to go back to the Articles of Confederation. We don't need to go back to the Magna Carta. Those were all landmarks in history towards liberty. I agree with all that. But we have natural law under God for our guidance, not common law under the king. You're not going to get me to back a common law return to scenario. You're not going to get me to go along. Okay? And when we say we teach the ideal, we live in the real. We teach to the ideal in terms of constitutional principles. But what I mean by we live in the real, now he would say I'm living in this fictional thing they've created. No, the real is I wake up every morning and I put on my pants and go to work. The real is I have mouths to feed. I've got 8 children and a wife.
And you try to do it with both legs at the same time.
Darn right, because then they can't say I'm like everybody else. And I put my legs with one leg in at a time kind of thing. I don't do that. I'm different than everybody else. That's me. Mm-hmm. But what I'm getting at is I the real is that I have bills to pay, even if it's Federal Reserve notes that pay them.
Yep.
The real is that I have children to educate against the tyranny. The real is that I need to try to take back the media from the mainstream press so we can educate. And the real is, even if I disagree with the White Rose, I will give him some time on my radio program to articulate his point of views. So will many other talk show hosts on Liberty and Republic. More so than any other place in the world. And we do it not even because we agree, but because we believe this is America and the ideas and the discussions are valuable. And so I would like to publicly apologize on the air to White Rose if I've offended him and hurt him. I don't mean to do that. But I do mean to prevent our radio show from getting hijacked to the same topic over and over. Okay, I understand that there's illegal manipulation and abuse going on. I agree with it in general.
Yes.
But I'm not going to go back to this idea that I can walk into their courts and demand that it be my court and they got to listen to me and here's how the law's working, you must obey. They're rogue thugs and they don't care about the law. Proof in the pudding is I got a friend who was on a legal grand jury and they indicted the Federal Reserve and all the Federal Reserve did was laugh and the judge said they had a runaway grand jury and they just shut it down. His name is Hand Anderson Jr. That was in the 80s.
Yeah.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, last comment on the White Rose, and I feel bad making my guests wait this long to address this email, but I think it's worth it to understand. If the White Rose feels bad, I do my best to be a Christian. I apologize for being offensive. And I don't mean to attack you, but I will say this, though. You know that we disagree with your point of view. Now, you would say, Sam, you're just not acquainted with the facts. If you just knew the facts, you'd agree with me. I get it, but to me, they're not facts. They're your interpretation of what you consider to be the facts. And they're your interpretation of what you believe the answers and solutions to be. I have my interpretation of my beliefs of what I think the answers are in America. And I've told people them over and over and over. That is, we need to take back the media from the mainstream press. because we can't educate the people if they're indoctrinated by government schools with no counterbalance. You got to, one, take back the media. Two, get your kids out of government schools. Those are two of the biggest keys to restoring the republic, if you ask my opinion. We've also got to have a moral people. If we're not a God-fearing moral people, we're not going to get it done no matter what we do. Okay? We need to shut down the Federal Reserve. I agree with the White Rose that it isn't money. It's bogus, dishonest currency, which we call it that often. We need to return to intrinsic value, honest money. No doubt about it. So there's a lot we agree on, White Rose. And if I have offended you, then I apologize. At the same time, I can't keep dominating our radio show with this topic that I just don't agree with. Go on the radio shows that do agree with you. Start your own talk show. Write your own articles. Do what you need to do to advocate for your position if you choose. This is America, and I'll back your right to do it even if I disagree with you doing it. But I can't spend forever on the topic that I just don't agree with. I'm willing to entertain it. I even offered to have a guest on, Pete Moak, who's supposed to be an expert in a lot of this stuff. He backed out from the interview. Don't know why. He probably thinks I'm a racist. So he backed out. I don't know. All right, our guest, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Welcome back, sir.
Sam, it's great to be here again. I tell you, I'm ready to rock and roll. There's no place I'd rather be.
All right, there's so much going on in the news. As you know, Donald Trump Jr. Disavowed Sam Bushman and James Edwards after we did an incredible radio interview with him. And I'm really disappointed in Donald Trump Jr. because he backed away from, in my opinion, a critical discussion point that he should not have backed away from. And he made a huge mistake in doing so, and I wrote an open letter about this. Nevertheless, they've completely ignored it. Now, they've ignored it because the mainstream press has done their typical drive-by abuse. They're fine to let it go at that. Drive-by in a political fashion, literally shoot us, politically speaking, and then leave the scene. That's what they do. Rush documented it quite well. Even though he participates in it, he's quite right of the phenomenon. Nevertheless, the battle rages on, and here's some interesting twists that I find fascinating. Barack Obama is, quote, dismayed by the vulgarity and the violence of Trump's campaign. However, the White House was forced to back away from that concern because when Obama was running back in 2008, he said, quote, if they bring knife to fight, we bring gun. James, your response? It's a little violent, isn't it?
Rhetorically speaking, I'm for bringing hellfire.
Okay, you got to talk into your phone, though.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with
there you go.
Lately. I tell you what, I guess one of the kids must have slobbered in the receptor. when it comes to political war of words, if you will, rhetorically speaking, I'm for bringing hellfire missiles. And we've been engaged in an enraged war with the drive-by media, Sam, as you well know. And for as flawless of a campaign as Donald Trump has run, and he has run a campaign that almost borders on something divinely inspired with regards to how he's been able to use the media, which hates him and which he hates with an equal fervor, to his advantage, and just all of these things that people consider to be political suicide have all panned out for him, and I'm glad for that. I think, you know, they did stumble. They stumbled on the issue with us. There's no doubt about that. But other than that, and in spite of that, I'm still on the Trump train 100%. Now, with regard to what's going on here with what happened in Chicago, can you imagine, and Pat Buchanan wrote about this recently, can you imagine if it had been a bunch of white, and this is Pat's own words, if it had been a bunch of white working class citizens going to a Hillary Clinton rally or Barack Obama rally, you were referring to Obama just a moment ago, and shutting it down with threats of violence and hurling racial incendiaries and doing all of the things that the thugs did in Chicago and even in St. Louis to a lesser extent earlier in the day last weekend. Well, of course, the media would have come down on them with everything that it had. And the exact opposite happened with what happened in Chicago. The media came down on Trump with everything they had. It's just incredible.
Well, and we now have documented evidence that this was a planned.
The media is. They have really sunk to all new levels during their coverage of the Trump campaign.
Now, James, we have documented evidence, though, that this was a planned Black Lives Matter / George Soros / liberal agenda. Here's what I find fascinating. Even the so-called Republicans, even the so-called outsiders, are criticizing Trump as if they're on the liberals' side of the debate.
Well, you know, I do want to say something about that, Sam. Bill O'Reilly, from time to time, Bill O'Reilly, I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I probably enjoy his commentaries more than anyone else on major television. I think he has a little bit of the Donald Trump moxie, if you will, and he was talking about the whole Donald Trump violence thing, and he really knocked it down in the exact same matters that that we do, in the exact same tone that we do, and he documented that this all started with professors at the University of Chicago, Illinois, which is where Trump was to hold his rally. They sent out emails to the student body encouraging them. Now, this is professors of an American university encouraging students at their university to engage in a protest that would deny the freedom of speech of someone with whom they disagreed. The professors started this, and then the students put it out on Facebook. It got put on by MoveOn.org, which is funded in part by George Soros. And this is where the whole Soros comes into play. But so you have a collusion here of the media, and then, of course, the media. And Sean Bergen, a veteran television news reporter, talked about this on my radio program last Saturday. You had the media standing up this story, and once again, as they typically do, manufacturing and fabricating a story that should have been no story at all. So there you go. You have the professors, then the students, then social media, MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter, and then the media fanning the flames, and then you got what you got in Chicago, which was people coming down, denying the First Amendment right, not only to Donald Trump, but to his supporters to peaceably assemble, and the media cast Donald Trump as the bad guy because, what, he wants to secure the borders, and therefore these thugs were right to do this to him? It's insane.
Now, it's true that Trump has made some remarks that aren't the best statements to make. Nevertheless, I compare it to the statements that many politicians have made, and it's nothing. But I also don't have a problem with expressing your concern about something. In other words, if someone's a jerk, it's pretty easy to go, man, I wish I could just punch that guy. That doesn't really mean you would do it. It's just expressing a little bit of a frustration. They're acting like that's literally inciting violence or creating a violent scenario intentionally, and he's to be blamed for that kind of stuff.
Well, you just brought up the comparison with what Obama said four or eight years ago, right, Sam?
Yes, he basically said, they bring a knife to a fight, we bring a gun. Now, that's 10 times more violent than saying, I want to hit somebody in the face.
Guy bringing a gun.
It's way more violent than saying, I want to punch somebody in the face. Or get that guy out of here. All right, the debate is, does Trump win Missouri primary? Missouri primary, they say, is too close to call. Trump and Clinton could face recounts, even though now they're saying it is Trump's to have. There you have it. Now, I was planning on Donald Trump coming to Utah for the next debate so I could attend, but now he's saying he's not going to come, James. Maybe he's afraid to come to Utah.
I don't blame him for that. It's down to two people now. I mean, they've had, what, 15 debates already?
Maybe he doesn't want to confront Sam Bushman.
With how these debates have devolved.
I think that's what's going on, Sam.
He doesn't want to deal with Sam Bushman.
Sam lives in Utah. I'm not going there.
I'm sure that's right.
I'm standing in my safe zone.
But I'm inviting the Donald saying? Out to lunch at my expense.
That's right. Pupusas on us.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Guess who's back? Come on.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Let's get it on.
Who we talking about? Foxy Brown. When I'm right, I'm right. When you're wrong, you're not wrong. A real name. Can't even say her real name. Foxy Brown, Brooklyn, New York rapper. Haters said it won't last. Know how many birds I've flown past. Belly on wrong, full belly, first class. And I don't play. All right, headlines say she endorsed Donald Trump. She says, yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot for the Trump campaign. Here's the problem. Now she says it's a lie. The mainstream press said she endorsed Donald Trump. It's not true. She did an interview to launch and to re-promote her singing career. I'll get to the details in seconds. But it turns out they shanghaied her. She made nice comments about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and mentioned that she liked the tenacity of Donald Trump. Then the mainstream press went off half-cocked, as they always do. And basically, the headline, Brooklyn rapper Foxy Brown endorses Donald Trump for president. It didn't even take 12 hours, and she went, what? That's not what I did. That's not what I said. That's not who I am. Brown now blasts the media for falsely reporting her endorsement of the Donald. There you have it. Now, here's what's fascinating. James Edwards and Sam Bushman get disavowed. The Trump campaign didn't disavow Foxy Brown. Now, Foxy Brown is black, violent, has a record as long as your arm for fighting and brawling and all kinds of violations of probation and drug use, etc. But, of course, you and I get disavowed, but Foxy Brown does not. James Edwards, your response.
You know, it's funny, Sam. I was reading into this story in preparation for the interview today because I knew we'd be talking about it, and I saw where once again the media just completely made up a story for whatever reason, I guess to suit their agenda. I mean, as I always say, there's no doubt about it. They are not in here to present the who, what, where, when, and why. Everything is agenda driven and bias driven, and and it's just disgusting what's going on in the media, and it has gotten worse. The Trump campaign has brought out everything bad in the media, and I'm glad. It's almost like shining light on a bunch of vampires. But yes, she said something somewhat praisingly of Trump, and then it became an official endorsement, which was, again, just a total fabrication. But you're right. I mean, this is a person that you might want to think twice about having endorse you, because you don't want those kind of elements associated with your campaign, criminal, degenerate, et cetera. But whatever, you know, I do think Trump's going to do better, as an aside, with the minorities than clowns like Mitt Romney and John McCain did, because a lot of minorities really respect boldness and charisma and masculinity, and Trump embodies all of that. But now, again, getting back to us, you know, this all started when I got credentialed by the Trump campaign. I applied for the credentials. They checked into me. 4 days later, they give me credentials. The day after, I go and report live, broadcast live from a Trump rally. Their booking agent solicits an interview with us. And so what do you say? No, I don't want to do it, because I know even though you want to come on this interview, you're going to pretend like you don't know who we are after the fact. So, yeah, we had them on, and the rest is history.
And by the way, hold on. And by the way, it was a great interview that ought to be praised, though. You listen to that interview, and who in their right mind could disagree with the points made in the interview?
Well, Donald Trump Jr. certainly loved the interview until he was told to think better of it. But, you know, again, we don't know this in the spirit of full disclosure. The booking agent sets it up. Now, obviously, the timing's pretty uncanny. He sets it up the morning after we broadcast live at an event in Memphis on a Saturday night. Sunday morning, I get the email, and then Donald Trump's on with us on Tuesday on the Liberty Roundtable show. We don't know exactly how the booking agent got us, and we don't know when he told the Trump campaign that he had actually reached out to us. They may have not known. It certainly sounded like the booking agent wasn't willing to fall on a grenade.
But it's okay, James.
On behalf of the truth, judging from the correspondence we had with him and the talks you had with him, Sam, after the interview. And I don't want to confuse people with the timeline. But the basic,
James, okay if Donald Trump Jr. says, I didn't really know. But look, I was very clear in the interview, and everybody can listen to that. I said, listen, we have James Edwards of the Political Cesspool Radio program in here with us. He's going to ask a couple questions as well. I was very forthright about that in the interview. But he then talked to the media and said, not only did he not know, but man, you know, it was kind of like there were tons of people in the room, and I didn't know who was who, and Sam just kind of dropped that bomb on me, and I was broadsided and shanghaied by this. And see, that's the lie that I'm rejecting.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing. Donald Trump Jr. is not his father. I definitely left a bad taste in my mouth, because there was definitely a little playing fast and loose with the facts, I think. And in this case, it was at our expense, but this is Donald Trump Jr. This is Hope Hicks, the Trump campaign spokesman. I think, or spokeswoman, if you will. I think Donald Trump Sr. may have handled this differently and either responded with a dignified silence, as he is capable of doing, or flat out just said, you know what, so what? You know, what you're saying about these people obviously isn't true. Look at what they're saying. Compare the facts. Look at the statements you've taken out of context. And we've covered this, Sam, on multiple shows earlier this month, so we won't, or late last month. I don't even know what month it is. It's so busy. But
if he had done that, I would have been fine with it. If he said, you know what, I didn't know that they were going to have this guy on. That's true. Our agency did reach out to them. By the way, it was a great interview, even though I don't agree with some of their views. The fact is, it was a stellar interview. We can agree to disagree on some things, but I'll talk to anybody anywhere, anytime, and try to advocate to them to join my position or my point of view. I get that. I would support that 1,000%.
Yeah, but you know what, Sam? I think, too, you know, sometimes I don't want to say we were used as pawns, but I don't think at that Memphis event. Now, this is one thing that I know to be true, that the Trump campaign spokeswoman, either she's wrong or ignorantly or willingly, but they did not credential everyone who applied for media passes. They've never done that. They have rejected the Des Moines Register. They've rejected the Huffington Post. They won't let them come to their events. Supposedly, they rejected a black newspaper here in Memphis that wanted to report at the event. Now, I don't know if that's true. That's what the black newspapers say. Who knows for sure? But the fact of the matter is, we know for a fact that they do not just credential everybody.
Yeah, I got a question.
Press. And so, but they did credential us.
Hey, do you work for the white newspaper?
Well, the white newspaper is probably much worse than the black one. You know, all of these cuck reporters for the daily newspaper in any given city are just reprehensible. At least the blacks quite nobly stand up and make, you know, mince no words when it comes to standing up on behalf of their people and their families. So I have, you know, a great deal of respect there. That's what we try to do, and it gets shouted down as obscene, whereas when they do it, it's great. But nevertheless, the whole Trump thing, definitely some shady business there, somewhere or another. But I'll tell you this, and my wife told me this, even if we were used as pawns in this, Trump dominated another news cycle as a result of this. For about 24 hours, this was the single biggest Trump-related news story in the international media. And it wasn't just America, although it was huge in America. Washington Post, New York Times, Reuters, CNN, and MSNBC, they were all talking about it. It went international. Trump ate up another news cycle. It was another multi-million dollar free publicity. And even though it was negative, the general public hates the media so much, and they know instinctively to oppose whatever it is the media is advocating for or against, to take the opposite stance. I think this probably helped Donald Trump's bottom line.
I think you're right. I think the Foxy Brown fiasco does the same thing, and whether Foxy blames it on the media or not, it might be the Trump campaign doing it. Don't know. Nevertheless, Foxy Brown, you know, do you want an endorsement like that? She's a criminal. She's a drug addict. She's been known for her very inappropriate statements on stage. She even got hauled off stage for some of her comments and some of her, I don't know what you call it, vulgarity, etc. And so it's interesting. Donald Trump Jr. disavows us. Then Foxy Brown has to, what, disavow Donald?
There's another similar instance, Sam. Pete
just
Rose,
fascinating.
Donald Trump, a baseball that said, "Mr. Trump, please make America great again," an autographed baseball. Then he autographed it. Trump put that up on his Twitter a couple of days ago. This is a relatively new story in itself, but in the last couple of days. And the media, Pete Rose endorses Donald Trump. Now, I guess when you send somebody a baseball that says, "Please make America great again," and you sign it, that could be construed. That's a little more of an endorsement than some of the stuff they just totally fabricate. But then here comes Pete Rose's agent or lawyer or whomever. Oh, he didn't really endorse him. He was just sending him a signed baseball. So what? You know Pete Rose. A guy like Pete Rose, he's gonna vote for Trump. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just think Pete Rose is going to, you know, he seems like a guy who would vote for Trump. And that's good. But anything touching Trump now makes national news. It's just the most incredible phenomenon I've ever seen in my life.
It tells me that the mainstream press is doing it on purpose.
Well, I mean, is it agenda-driven or not? I mean, they certainly know that it's going to drive traffic to their website. So just from a purely financial standpoint, it makes sense, I guess.
All right, quick pause in a second. Sam, James, and Kurt on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, infamous rapper Foxy Brown endorses Donald Trump for president. Not. She's now complaining, saying the mainstream press shanghaied her too. Yeah, they're falsely reporting her endorsement of Donald Trump. She blasts the media over it. But you know what? Now Foxy Brown, the singer, getting plenty of free media, but not near what Trump's getting. If they hate him, they're sure showering him with their love and support and financial benefits, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And, you know, according to Newsmax, they've got a piece that says Trump has received $2 billion in free media. And, of course, you know, by that report, they give him a few more. But, you know, the key, I think, that's going on here, Sam, it goes with kind of what you teach about the new media taking center stage and the old media gasping for breath. There, and like James pointed out, they're feeling like they're even less and less part of the picture if they don't give him coverage. I really don't think they want to. I mean, when I say they, I think the establishment insider guys, you know, that have controlled the party, the McConnell, Boehner, guys like that, that have basically told us we're supposed to just shut up and stay home and do what they tell us. They're not really a fan of Donald Trump. But the new media is forcing them to cover him, I believe, and it does show you that the power of that truth that you teach about he who owns the media makes the rules. In other words, this person, Donald Trump, was made by the media even before this campaign with his books and his apprenticeship shows and things like that. You know, as well as, of course, he was well-known household name with all his hotels and casinos and all that stuff as well before. So
his name's hotter than a pistol, that's for sure.
You bet.
Now, Trump has received $2 billion in free media, says Newsmax, James.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about it. I think Kurt's right, but I think it's also more than that. Here's something to consider. I think there's no great conspiracy here with what the media is trying to do. The media hates everything that Trump's campaign stands for, and they hate the people that Trump's campaign has attracted, working-class white people predominantly. You look at any of his rallies, there's not a lot of diversity there. That's just a matter of fact. So what? There's nothing wrong with that. These are the people that are coming to his message. He can't help who comes to his message, and he shouldn't disavow them. But the media hates those people. The media hates Donald Trump. Here's where the schism develops. The media is delusional. The media is so out of touch with reality and how they are perceived by middle-class, red state, working-class Americans. The media still sees themselves as very important and very powerful. And I think they've lavished this attention, which has all been negative. I mean, there has not been one media outlet in the establishment that has done anything for Trump positively. They think that if they just call him a racist long enough, and if they attack him viciously enough, that they will have the power to stop his campaign. But what's happening is, because the actual reality is, the people are conditioned to do whatever it is. They understand the media lies about everything and everyone every time. So the people are doing exactly the opposite of what the media is encouraging. So that's where you have this great misunderstanding. The media thinks they're important and have the power to derail Trump, but they actually, through their lack of self-control, are playing right into his hands by giving him this attention, because the people are rallying around him simply, not simply because, but partly because the media is attacking him in such a wild and unhinged manner. I think that's why he's getting this publicity, and it's why it's playing out in his favor.
Well, it's a great point, James. By the way, I'll throw you in a little bit more, you know, what I think is going on. Remember the Clintons would teach us over and over that it's the economy, stupid? Remember that phrase? And, you know, and yet you've got now some of the big media act like they can't figure out this whole phenomenon. We've seen all these jobs go overseas and, you know, all these illegal immigrants, and I emphasize the word illegal, come in and take the remaining jobs, then people are, you know, at least the big media says it's surprised at all these people coming out to vote. You look at the numbers for the 2012 election in Ohio, and I looked at those. The primary for Ohio for the Republicans had 1.2 million people. The one that just happened where Trump got beat, there was over 2 million people that voted. Now, Ohio hasn't seen a big influx of new Republicans, I don't think. But what you've got is a whole bunch more people that are showing up to vote because of their jobs, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Kurt, you're so right. And this is the last thing I'd like to add. The American people have not had a champion in decades that has been elected, save Ron Paul, maybe Jeff Sessions and a few others. I mean, I'm talking about somebody that can control the national media narrative. You know, Pat Buchanan tried, he didn't make it, but somebody who's speaking out on immigration, trade, political correctness, the media, these are Trump's bread and butter, putting America first. We have not had that in decades, maybe even over 100 years in American politics on a national presidential level in a front-runner capacity or someone who stands to be elected. If and when Trump becomes the president, we'll find out how sincere he is. But right now, the American people see him as their avenger, and they haven't had somebody like that probably in a lifetime.
You're right about that for sure. I want to switch topics to another quick story before we let you go, James. Headline for the mainstream press, where white people meet online. I guess there's dating website founders that insist they're not racist. They call it the creators of a niche dating website, where whitepeoplemeet.com. I guess they've begun to speak out in defense of their website in the wake of outlandish backlash. I guess it's Sam and Jody Russell. And they say we're not racist at all, without question. Our lifestyle shows it. We hang out with all kinds of people. Anyway, where whitepeoplemeet.com, they say, look, you don't have to get offended every time you hear the word white or the word black. We have different people of different races coming to us, thanking us for what we've done. And the idea came to him to start the website. This is this Sam guy. After he saw a website called blackpeoplemeet.com. Now they got white people, where whitepeoplemeet.com. There you go, James.
Well, I mean, Sam, you said it all in that last sentence. Of course, there's black dating websites, no negative stigma attached to them whatsoever. And you know what? You know, this is where me and the media, one of the many places where we depart. I don't have a problem with blacks and Hispanics and whomever seeking people with whom they share the most in common, the common racial ancestry, common ethnicity, common cultural heritage, meeting together, whether it's in a romantic capacity or a political capacity or whatever capacity at all. I think it's natural and healthy that these other groups do that. It doesn't mean that they necessarily hate white people, although some of them do, but it doesn't necessarily mean that just because you have a pride in who you are. We've said this over and over and over again, but there's no negative stigma attached to these websites. You know, we were thrashed, Sam, by the entire global media a couple of weeks ago over this Donald Trump flap. One of them was BET. Now, without a hint of hypocrisy, the BET wrote an article and was talking about it on their album.
BET, Black Entertainment Television, right?
Black Entertainment Television. Yes, Kurt, absolutely. Yeah. And they were thrashing me as a racist for putting out there that my show is a pro-white show. I don't say I'm anti-black. I'm not. And I'm thankful for the black listeners and supporters that we have, and we do have some. But predominantly my audience is white, and that's what I'm there to cater to, just like BET is there to cater to the black community. But without a sense of hypocrisy or double standard, they thrashed me for suggesting that I'm pro-white, but this is coming from BET. So, you know, this is what we're up against. Nothing wrong with that website whatsoever. I'm glad they're doing it. They should be proud and unrelenting, and I think, surprisingly, that's the position they've taken. They're not backing down. They're not apologizing. They're clarifying, which I think is fine, and we do that as well, but they're not taking down the website. They shouldn't.
Now, I find it fascinating. They had a billboard up, and you thought it was so controversial they forced them to take it down, guys.
Well, I guess that was either the billboard company got weak feeds, or maybe it was some of the local politicians. You know, we tried to hold a conference here a few years ago in Memphis, and they declared a state of emergency. A state of emergency if white people try to come together and talk and assemble peaceably and exercise their freedom of association and speech. You know, really, the media narrative is that the only morally defensible position that one can take, whether you're white, black, or whatever, is that you must hate white people. You must seek to displace them. You must seek to work against them. And if you suggest that there is any redeemable qualities in white people or that you have any sense of love or respect for white people, you are, in fact, an evil person. And that's what we're working to change, Sam, or at least what I'm working to change.
Amen to that. Too bad Sam Bushman didn't own the billboard company, because that sucker would still be up. They have a right to think and say what they want to. This is America, people, not China. Final word, James.
Well, it used to be America, Sam, and we're trying to recast the division of those who are far greater than us, our ancestors. You know, unlike the progressives, I don't think we'll ever be half as good as our grandparents, but we can sure try, and our grandparents wouldn't have standed for this time.
I'm going to roll forward and carry the legacy regardless, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, James.
Thank you, brothers. Love y'all. God bless.
Foxy Brown disavows Trump. Trump disavows Sam and James. Dad's too chicken to even talk about it. There you go. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. Sam and Kurt declare, this nation shall endure.